Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the Kargil Vijay Diwas in Dras today. Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also paid tributes to soldiers at the Kargil War Memorial. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said that this great land of Ladakh is witnessing the 25th anniversary of the Kargil Vijay Diwas. He said Kargil Vijay Diwas tells us about the sacrifices made for the nation, which are immortal. Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir, PM Modi said Pakistan had failed in all its nefarious attempts in the past, but was trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. PM Modi said he wants to tell the patrons of terrorism that their nefarious intentions will never succeed. He added that Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply. Prime Minister Narendra Modi carried out the first blast at the Shinkhun-La Tunnel project in Ladakh virtually. The Shinkhun-La Tunnel project consists of a 4.1-kilometre long twin-tube tunnel, which will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimu-Padum-Darcha road to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh, said an official release. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed gratitude and paid tribute to the armed forces on Kargil Vijay Diwas. In a social media post, President Murmu acknowledged the extraordinary valour of Indian armed forces. She remembered and honoured who made the supreme sacrifice while protecting Mother India on the peaks of Kargil in 1999. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh paid rich tributes to the armed forces personnel who fought valiantly in extremely harsh conditions to defend the nation's territory during the Kargil War 25 years ago. Home Minister Amit Shah also remembered the valour of the brave soldiers of the army on Kargil Vijay Diwas today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah expressed gratitude to the soldiers for showcasing ultimate valour in the inaccessible hills of the Himalayas and for forcing the enemy army to retreat. BJP MPs from Karnataka today protested in the Parliament complex and demanded the resignation of Karnataka Chief Minister over the Mysuru Urban Development Authority MUDA alleged scam. Union Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today demanded the resignation of Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah on the alleged Muda scam. Mr. Joshi was talking to the media outside Parliament House. He alleged that the Chief Minister is directly involved in the scam and the matter should be handed over to the CBI. Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed new state unit chiefs for Bihar and Rajasthan. According to a statement issued by the party, Dilip Jaiswal will be the new chief of the Bihar state unit. Mr. Jaiswal, a member of the State Legislative Council, replaces Samra Chaudhary, who is the deputy chief minister now. Rajya Sabha member Madan Rathore has been appointed the new president of the Rajasthan BJP. He replaces Mr. C.P. Joshi. The party has also appointed in charges for six states. They include Harish Dwivedi for Assam, MP Atul Garg for Chandigarh, Arvind Menon for Lakshadweep and Tamil Nadu, Radha Mohan Das Agarwal for Rajasthan and Dr. Rajdeep Roy for Tripura. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval is leading the Indian delegation at the annual meeting of the BIMSTEC Security Chiefs in Myanmar. The fourth annual meeting is to be held in Naypyidaw today. During his visit, Mr. Doval also met with his Myanmar counterpart Moy Aung yesterday. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will clash against Bangladesh in the semi-finals today at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. The match will start at 2 p.m. Indian time. The Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine this evening. This year, the Paris Olympic Games will feature a celebration of the centenary of the 1924 Olympics. Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching third spot and the women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.